Good morning, everybody. This is P with O Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Great state of Seattle here. We are on the air once again this morning. I got my good brother over there on the boards. Brian, how you doing?
How's it going today, Pete?
It's going good, man. You know, I don't know why. Every time I see you over there with that hat, I keep thinking you have a Lucky Charms hat on.
Really?
Like you're my... You're
Does
my
the mountain look a little bit like
guy.
One of the Lucky Charms marshmallows?
I did not say that. It's just that hat. It's like it reminds me of the Lucky Charms here. I don't know why. Anyway, that's off tangent.
Talking about a hat inside the room.
I don't know about you guys, I'm hungry.
That's our segue into our show here. I just got your attention. See, that was the whole idea. But now we're going to talk about what we're going to really discuss today. We actually have our good friends back from Kobai, Tim Hedberg. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we had you and your founder on...
Matt Holmes.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. These guys have a really, really interesting concept, and we're going to go through this for you guys. I really want you to pay attention because of what's going on in the market, and there may be, you know, the misnomer of you're sitting out there listening going, you know what, I just can't afford a house here in the Seattle market, and I think you might be wrong. So we're going to discuss that with Tim. So first of all, make sure, guys, grab yourself a pen and paper because I'm going to give you their phone number and their website coming up here at the end of the segment and then also in the next segment too. And you can talk to Tim directly. You can ask for him.
Please do.
Yeah. So let's first go into, you know, because some of them may have not heard of the previous show you had. What is Kobai?
Yeah, so that's a great question to start off with. So co-buying is whenever more than one unrelated person pools their resources to buy and own a home together. And by unrelated, what I actually meant was a non-married couple. So if you're married, that's technically two people buying a home together. That's not exactly a co-buy. But if the married couple were to pool their resources with another person, whether that's a family member or a friend or a loved one, you know, that is when we get into the additional complexities of the transaction. And that's what makes it a co-buy.
Okay. So you could potentially buy a home as an investment with your significant other or but a group of friends too, right?
That's right.
So
yeah,
it
absolutely.
Doesn't really matter. It could be a whole pool.
Anytime more than one person is pooling their resources to buy and own a home together, we consider that a co-buy.
So how is that like in situations now with our market? Because it's pretty fast moving. It's really expensive up here now in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
What are you seeing? Like, what are some examples of you're seeing of the co-buy situation, people coming together?
It's super cool because what we're finding is people across the spectrum are co-buying for multiple different reasons. So a huge number of people are buying with their family members, right? They want to help out their kid get their first place and they want to help them with the down payment. Okay, well, how do you do that well? How do you do that right? Okay. How do you make sure that you've thought through all of the scenarios and that both parties are feeling good about that, whether it's an investment or a gift? So that's super common. And then another huge one is unmarried couples, right? A lot of people are postponing marriage for various reasons, but they don't want to give up the benefits of homeownership, right? Okay. They say, well, we're not ready to get married, but we want to buy a house together. Well, how do we address the big elephant in the room, right? What if we were to break up? How would we handle that?
Yeah.
What if something were to happen to one of us? And there's, you know, if you buy a home with a married partner, there's legal protections inherent in marriage, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you buy with, you know, your significant other, you need to do a little extra work to make that happen. And that's what we're there for. And then, you know, super common are, you know, maybe two or three friends who work at tech companies in Seattle. And any one of them, if they wanted to buy a house on their own, they would have to live pretty far away. And they value their time. They want to live close to their office.
Okay.
So they pool their resources and the three of them or two of them go together. They can upscale. They could also live far away and get a much bigger house, right? So we found that on a per bedroom basis, a three bedroom is 40% cheaper than a one bedroom. So
really?
Absolutely. I mean, this is classic economies of scale, right?
Yeah.
It's Costco's model. When you buy 12 Cokes, it's cheaper, right, than if I were to buy one. So it's the same thing with a house. Team up with a couple other people. Not only are you able to get a bigger house because you have more input, right, more money, but what your dollar buys is going to go up.
Okay.
So you're actually, so that's what we're seeing is a lot of people for various different reasons are coming together. So, and then the last example, which I think you referenced, are investors. We're focusing on homeownership, so most of the people we work with want to live in, or one of the people want to live in it. But my brother and I were considering co-buying, for example. He would be an investor, you know, co-buyer.
Okay.
And I'd be buying with him. So he would be putting some of the money into the home, and that way I would be able to get homeownership benefits, and he would also be able to gain in the benefits of homeownership as well as an investor.
Yeah.
So across the spectrum, we're seeing people co-buying, and it's super exciting because almost everyone we talk to, we learn something new about why people are doing it.
Yeah,
and
that's
the reasons.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
If you just joined us too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. I want to bring Brian in on this because Brian is a millennial, and you know, he's not, you know, working out doing knowledge work in tech. Have you ever thought of something like this, Brian? Do you have friends where you could do something like this?
You know, it's interesting. I was going to bring this up. Not necessarily a friend, but me and my brother and sister actually have started a holding company and put some investment into it and are, you know, looking to purchase a rental property. Would that be considered a co-buy if we're technically purchasing under, you know, a holding company name? You know, is that still because us as individuals are pooling our resources together?
Yeah, so I can't speak to the specifics of your situation without knowing more, but
right.
But yes, if you're pooling your resources to buy and own a home together with your siblings, that's 100% a co-buy, and what we could do is help you determine whether it actually makes the most sense to do that with the holding company or not.
But let me ask, gotcha. Okay, but Tim, I want to take this a little further because I think, Brian, you represent a big part of the swath of what you guys do at Co-Buy. So my question to you, Brian, is why would you want to buy a rental property? Why wouldn't you go buy a primary residence with your brother and sister and maybe you live in it and pay rent back?
Well, I would. That was
Is that
part
what you're
of
thinking about?
Well,
okay.
our idea would be to get a multifamily
okay.
property with
so you'd
you know,
all live together.
Three or four or five units and actually only one of us would live there and you know be landlord, you know, responsible okay. and stuff like that.
Yep.
Help tenants with whatever they need. But it would be, I mean, it would be an investment property for rental income.
Because then you get the tax advantages of that, right?
Yeah.
Tim,
yeah, that's exactly what Eric and I, my brother, were considering doing is something very similar.
Yeah,
to that.
When we initially came up with this plan, the plan was that Brian will live in the house for.
Did you know
X
about Co-Buy before this?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so see at Home you learned some new stuff here.
Home University.
You can talk with Tim off air because you guys might want to. You know, your brother.
I'll give you my card. Don't worry.
Class is in session. Let's go.
He's you know, there are. I get it. I mean, there's a lot of people listening to the show that you know they're knowledge workers. They're making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying Brian's you know poor, but you know he's not working at Amazon or Microsoft or something like that. So. For somebody like you, there's a lot of you that you could pool your money together and
I mean,
own a home.
Affordability is a huge reason why people choose to co-buy. Yeah. I mean, you might not be able to. Otherwise.
Even people who are working at Amazon and Microsoft at my age, a lot of times Seattle real estate is beyond entry-level Amazon and Microsoft salaries now. So,
Okay. And a lot of people when they hear co-buy and they're thinking, oh, so I'm going to live with this person forever or for the length of the loan. And that's actually not the case at all.
We'll get into that in the next segment.
Sure.
Guys, I'm going to give you the quick number. You can call and ask for Tim. He'll take your call. Or if he's not there, he'll call you back. It's 206-651-5551, 206-651-5551. If you don't have a piece of paper, go get one. We're going to get into a lot of the common questions Tim and his team get asked and dispel some of the myths that you might think, well, can it do this? Can it do that? We'll get into more detail about if something falls apart, how do you get out of something like this? With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion here with Tim Hedberg, who is
CMO.
CMO,
yeah.
Chief Marketing Officer. Yeah,
that's right.
For Co-Buy. You can check these guys out at gocobuy.com. But, you know, what I would do, I mean, you can go look at that if you want. This podcast will be around, too. They're going to have it. But you can also go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. But if I was you, because a lot of this stuff is kind of new in your way of thinking, I would just give them a call at 206-651-5551. That's 206-651-5551 and ask for Tim. And you'll be on the
Looking phone. Forward to it. Yeah, give me a call. Let's talk more.
That'd be cool. All right. What I want to do, though, right now, because we talked about, what is co-buy? But how do you guys do this? How does this process go?
Yeah. So co-buying by its nature is more complex than a traditional real estate process, right? So what we are is we are your guide. We are your impartial, neutral, third-party best friend to help you make the best decisions throughout this process. And the way that we do that is we've gone out into the marketplace and we've sourced, vetted, and certified professionals that you'll need to deal with in the co-buy process. So, all right, you decide you want to co-buy, you want to get a loan. Well, who do you go to for a loan? Okay. What kind of lender has the right systems in place to service this kind of complex loan? And you want to have one of the best lenders on your side to make this work. So we can team you up with multiple different lenders who are specialists in this, as well
as...
They
already know about your process, right?
Well, they've been certified by us. They've gone through education process with us. They have agreed to the process that we follow, which is highly efficient and towards the benefit
of
the consumer.
What about, like, from a taxation standpoint, accountants, do you have those?
That's critical, right? So, like, and this, I can't... what I want to impart is that we are your A to Z solution. Okay. So we help you with lending, actually searching and transacting by connecting you to a co-buy certified real estate agent, as well as title and escrow company, a CPA for the tax advantages, right? You might want to be taking the mortgage and just tax deduction. If you have multiple people, how do you do that? How do you report that? What kind of other tax implications might be at stake? We'll connect you to a co-buy certified CPA to help answer these questions for you, as well as an attorney and insurance professionals. And we're not talking about just your homeowner's insurance, but three people buy a place together, there's that risk that one person might, you know, unfortunately pass away. And if that happens, you want to make sure that you have an insurance solution in place so that you don't inherit the entirety of the debt.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
So this process is complex. There's no way to sugarcoat it. But when you work with CoBuy, we'll make it super simple. Okay. We've designed our platform from A to Z to minimize the amount of time and money you're going to have to spend at CoBuy. And super important, this is critical, we're going to protect you and your relationship and your investment.
Okay. And so when you say certified, what does that mean to be certified at your company?
Yeah. So what we want to do is we've gone out and we've identified best-in-class professionals. Okay. And so for them to get certified, they have to meet with us, they have to pass an education requirement, and they have to be vetted for a specialty and an interest in servicing co-buyers, right? So if you just go into the wild and you go to an attorney and you and your buddies are buying a place and you ask the attorney, hey, I want to co-buy a place, well, they're probably going to charge you anywhere from $250 to $350 bucks an hour, 15 to 20 hours a time, just to get started. And that's immediately going to knock out most co-buyers. Actually, that's my personal story. When I tried to co-buy in DC, we couldn't make any progress because as soon as we had to talk to an attorney, all of my co-buyers kind of walked away. I didn't realize at the time, but you don't start with an attorney. You start with building and planning consensus with your group. And so by working in a linear flow, we're sort of your project manager, your guide, and we help you take the right steps at the right time so that you don't waste time, you don't waste money, and also you're not wasting other people's time and money, which ends up helping you in the long run because you're paying less out of pocket. So
basically, Brian, I mean, a guy like Brian can come to you, one phone call, it's kind of a one-stop shop.
100%.
That's pretty cool, Brian.
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking to you after this.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll be in contact because this is something that, you know, particularly in the housing market in this area, and, you know, I know that it's not the same everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to be less than like an hour away from the city, I mean, it's just not feasible to purchase a house on your own anymore, especially early on in your life.
That's right. And
this might have been worth your whole week.
if you don't want to, you know, give me a ring, which I'm always, and I would love to speak with everyone who wants to talk about CoBuy because this is my passion, but we did build a platform. GoCoBuy.com is a platform. Yeah. You go on there, you create an account, and we can get you started right away with gathering those inputs and inviting your fellow co-buyers to that platform.
Oh, okay.
And it all starts there.
Okay. Well, that's good. And so that gives us kind of a better feeling about the understanding of your process and things like that. Now, let's move into some of the, because I know you guys have been doing this for how long now?
About 3 years now.
Okay. And is it just the Puget Sound market, or are you guys going national?
Oh, that's a great question. So we haven't, you know, announced this, but you're hearing it first here. We are soft launching in California, Oregon, and Hawaii right now.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
We haven't really put out press releases or anything. Okay. This is actually the first public announcement of that. But if you are in those states and you are interested in co-buying, give us a ring. We can start helping other people in other areas outside of the Seattle area. But this is where we started.
Okay.
And a lot of people want to know how expensive it is to work with CoBuy. So they think, I'm going to have to pay you guys. But we built this product with consumers in mind because we were all co-buyers. Everyone at CoBuy tried to co-buy at some point in their life. So we're actually free. A free service for you
as a co-buyer.
Well, how
do you guys make money then?
Great question. So what we do is we have a commission sharing arrangement with the buy side real estate agent, right? So typically an agent's taking 3% commission on the buy side.
Okay.
They share some of that commission, roughly 33%, with us.
Okay.
So it's awesome because we're adding value to the agent. They're able to do more work, better work, and they know that when they care about their clients, they're getting the best service. So it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Yeah. Man, Brian, no money out of your pocket, dude. And you get all these experts.
Yeah, I mean, this... it sounds like a no-brainer. I mean,
I love it. I love it.
No, I mean, like, I don't want to be here, like, you know, pumping the person that's on our show. Whatever. Like, this actually sounds just like an awesome service.
Well, no, Brian, the reason why, here's the thing, you know, I mean, you guys all know listening to me that I don't blow smoke up your, you know what, and I'm here to tell the truth, but, you know, Brian, I've known you for a while, and I know that the Seattle market is expensive, and, you know, I hate it, like, you were sitting there while I'm ranting. It's like, man, that's...
You're flushing money. Renting is flushing money down the toilet. Yeah. You're paying somebody else to own a property, and it actually hurts everyone.
And I love your idea of buying a multi-unit property where you can live. You got the tax benefit. You can go to the CPA at Cobuy. You know, get all the tax strategy, the legal, and then you have the income property with it too. And that's a good way to start as a real estate investor.
It's something that I've been thinking about for a while. Unfortunately, it's a pretty common practice now. A lot of people are thinking along those lines because it's the only way to really fund your own home ownership if you don't have just a crazy good job.
Q1 of this year, Adam Data said that 28% of buyers in the Seattle market were co-buyers. So, I mean, this is blowing up.
Okay.
In San Francisco's 38%. Nationwide, 1 in 5 home purchases were co-buys. Yeah. So this is, and we'll get into this here shortly, but this is not a new thing.
Well, and there's also a movement towards multi-generational family housing.
Oh,
we're
huge.
Going back to it. You know?
Huge.
And part of it's driven by the cost, but part of it's driven by the ethnic diversity of population, which is used to living in multi-generational housing.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, and the tech is bringing in people in like that. So I can see where it's a really good fit.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we're gonna go through some of the common question or myths about co-buying. I want to talk to Tim about really to help educate you guys a little bit. But at the end of the day, I mean, we'll go through this, and I think it's good to be educated. But the best part of education is, you know, you can go in there and jump on gocobuy.com, or if you want to get some more questions answered, you know, Tim said he's more than happy to help you. Give him a call at 206-651-5551. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Brian.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. Hey! All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We're having a really good discussion here with Tim Hedberg, who is the CMO of Cobuy. And where are you guys' office is at?
Pioneer Square.
Oh, Pioneer Square. That's cool. Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice little spot.
It's a good spot to be.
Yeah, we're with all the startups. It's fun.
Yeah, no, it's good. Home of Pearl Jam and all those good bands way back in the day. I remember going to see those guys back
Just
starting up in the bars. It was really cool.
It's awesome.
Back in the 80s. Okay, so now we're talking. We've gone through, and again, guys, if you missed the first part of this show, I would highly recommend you go back. Just go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. Or if you want, I think Tim's probably going to have it on their website at gocobuy.com. Either way, but we're talking about the really something that you know, has been around for a while. And now I think is making a resurgence due to a lot of reasons. Price, multifamily, you know, multi-generational families, all those kinds of things, which is all good. But I know you guys have a lot of questions, and so Tim had brought some of them here forward. A lot of the stuff he gets asked, which is probably, you know, it's rolling around in your head as well. So let's address really kind of the elephant in the room first, Tim, is like a lot of people are probably thinking, well, this might be kind of a dangerous situation to get into with people that I'm not married to. So how do you guys address that one?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge one, and I would agree that if you go into the wild and you try to co-buy on your own without a guide, it can be pretty dangerous because a lot of people don't know what they don't know, right? So you really want someone there who's going to help you see clearly. And that all starts with planning and building consensus up front. So what we can do is we can help you see what are the biggest risks that could materialize. And what kind of plan can we put in place at the very, very beginning to address those risks?
So, like, what are some of these common risks?
So, like, death, right? If someone passes away, if someone gets a divorce, potentially a new girlfriend, boyfriend, or someone gets married, did they get to move into the property, right? Other things like a repair. What if the roof has a leak? Who pays for it? Or, and how do you determine responsibility for that? A big one is deciding what's the difference between an upgrade and a repair. Someone might see something and say, we need to repair that. And someone else says, no, that's not broken. It's fine. Like, I don't want to pay for an upgrade.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is you really want to agree with your group on the front end, and we help you with that. Because a lot of people don't even know what things they need to agree on.
Okay, so, do you have like a checklist of these risks they go through?
100%. So gocobuy.com, if you start on there, we've transformed super complex scenarios into easy to answer questions. Okay. Right? You just go through, it's simple, you know, almost it's multiple choice, really. And at the end, we can then help foster conversations with your group to call out what those risks are. Illness is another one, or someone loses their job, right? So, yeah. You know, a boyfriend and a girlfriend buy a place. One of them loses their job. Well, how are they going to cover the mortgage, right? What can you do on the front end to make sure that one of the two parties isn't disproportionately hurt by something that could materialize? So, I mean, the key here is we can't eliminate risk for you. I mean, no one can do that. And if someone tells you they can eliminate all risk, I don't know if I would trust them myself. Yeah. But we can do those. We can minimize that and help you address it and put a plan in place so that if some of these things happen, you know exactly what you're going to do. And you're not coming from a place of fear, rather a place of confidence. It's okay, guys. We've already talked about this. This isn't ideal, but here's the plan that Cobuy helped us put together. Let's follow that because we know it'll work out if we do this way.
You know, I'm really kind of understand a lot better about the consensus thing and do that before you take any action.
Because
it's very true. I mean, you think about your situation, Brian. These are a lot of discussion points you'd want to have with your brother and sister.
Yeah.
You know, before you, so everybody's kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
Like the one that Tim brought up about, like, well, is it a repair or is it an upgrade? Right?
Because
you guys might all see it a little different. You know?
And we've participated in real estate projects together before, but you know, kind of spearheading it on our own is something that we haven't done.
Yeah.
So you know, we've had those discussions. We've talked about kind of.
So you might be a little further ahead than most, which is good.
That's actually one of the common myths that we get that people ask us is, hey, I'm buying with my family. We don't really need help because we've already talked about this. We're already open with each other. Like, what do you need?
Absolutely not. absolutely not. But those conversations have happened. You know, we're not going into it naive that thinking that we don't need to have conversations about stuff like that.
And so, I mean, just, you know, what happens to us is I get a call almost every other day or an email from someone who's already co-bought a place and they're saying, hey, something went wrong. Can you help us fix it?
Oh, wow.
And like, that's the point of addressing it up front, right? Because if you put the plan in place at the beginning, you can work with us, but we can't go back in and fix something after it's broke.
So Brian, real quick question. Who do you like better, your brother or your sister?
I am not going to answer that.
I was just looking for consensus right there.
Hey, I will put it this way, and I think everybody in my family will agree. My brother was more of a pain.
Okay. That was too politically correct, though.
It's family.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next question. First of all, I got to get consensus. But the other thing, too, is, as we know, real estate is kind of a permanent thing, right? You're getting in, and I think in real estate it's a lot easier to get in than sometimes to get out, especially with some of the not like selling the place, but the legal aspect. So how do you – I mean, you know, there might be a notion of like, well, if I do this, I'm going to be stuck in this thing forever. So how do you deal with that one?
Yeah, I mean, most of our co-buyers are not planning on living in the property forever, especially if they're not buying with family or girlfriend, boyfriend. Most of the time, they're coming in and they're saying, this is a fixed-term play. We want to buy, and we're planning to own this for 5 years.
So is that part of the consensus, too? They all have.
That's one of the first questions we ask. And if you don't agree on how long everyone is planning on living in the home, well, that's a big red flag. You need to agree on how many years you're planning on being there and on what conditions do you sell and when, right?
Okay.
So 100%. Now, if you go into it knowing that it's a 5-year play, that changes everything. And we're able to help you with that. So you might want to look at a different kind of loan product, right? If you're only going to be in it for 5 years with a better rate, you might want to work on a different kind of agreement. So a lot of people have this backwards, right? And they go and they look at a property, they love it, and then they say, okay, now let's figure it out. But if you don't agree on the front end on these things, you know, it's going to be a lot more costly, time intensive. We just want to make it super simple, clean, and effective, really.
Yeah. With all of the consensus that has to happen, I mean, what to get through that funnel, do you have a lot of people that kind of drop out?
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to make it sound like it's you have to agree 100% on every little thing, right? A key is flexibility. So one thing that we're trying to get our groups to understand is if their flexible nature of the relationship, in the sense that you can work with these people, okay. right? No business can plan for everything that's going
to
happen.
Be able to
so you want to be able to like, yeah, communicate. But yeah, I mean, we help people update their co-buy agreement, for example. A lot of people say, look, we agree to this now, but that might change 1 year, 2 years, 5 years down the line, so they can come back, and we'll help you continually work on that kind of thing.
Yeah. All right, we come back. There's a few more of these things that Tim hears all the time, and we're going to touch on this one because you kind of brought this up, but then you kind of backpedaled. I'm just calling you out over there, Brian.
Yeah.
But that was the, hey, you know, we talk about everything. We're good. We don't need any help. And that's a big one. And, you know, what's interesting, and we'll get into that a little bit, is I think almost you really got to kind of watch it when you're buying with family even more so than with strangers because it's more emotionally charged. And I want you to weigh in on this too, Brian. It sounds like you have a really good relationship with your brother and sister, but still, you know, we should talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to be back here in just a moment. This is Pete with Home Matters, Calgary 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Calgary 97.3 FM. Here in the great state of Seattle, we are having a great discussion here. This is actually, you would think it's a new concept, but it's not really. This has been around for a long, long time. But I love the way Tim and his team are doing this. I'm talking to Tim Hedberg, who's the CMO over at Co-Buy. If you want to check them out on the website and just kind of, you know, get a feel for what the heck they do, besides, you know, listening to this show, you can go to gocobuy.com. If you want to talk to Tim directly, if you think you got kind of a special situation and you want to kind of pick his brain a little bit, you can call him at 206-651-5551. Now, I want to, because we're in the last segment here, I want to dive right in. And that is, you know, we heard Brian talking where he's working with his family. And I almost think sometimes working with family would be harder than working with people maybe that are more like friends.
Yeah. Well, the relationship is really important.
Yeah.
You do not want to jeopardize your relationship with your family.
Yeah. Because, you know, if that thing goes south, that could permanently damage a family relationship. And you wouldn't want to, I don't want that to happen to you, Brian. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I don't want that to happen to you either.
But, you know, at the same time, family members are really close and they're going, yeah, we talk. We got this all covered. So how do you handle that where they think like, yeah, I don't really need to discuss any more of this stuff?
Well, I mean, that to me is sort of a red flag with a co-buy. If you're not willing to be transparent and you're not willing to talk about these things, they're going to come out anyway when you go through the loan process, right? You're going to have to pull it all out. When you go through this, you're becoming intimately involved with this person. And anyone you buy with, it's very important to note, is joint and severally liable. That means, you know, each of you are independently responsible for the entirety of the debt, right? So one person is gone, you still have to pay off the entirety of the debt, right? It's not like it's 50-50. So you really need to make sure that you have all of your ducks in a row and that you are working with specialists who will help you think about this. Everyone needs help.
But you brought up the life insurance plan and things like that. So if somebody has an untimely death, that life insurance maybe could cover that.
That's one solution, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I could see where that could be.
But knowing what kind of policy and who to go to and how to get the right, you know, package there is really important to save time.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so that I we got that covered. So really, I mean, the key thing is probably should come talk to you guys and go through the process. It's about the process. The process will bring all that.
It is pretty fun, actually. I'm not going to lie. A lot of our co-buyers, you know, come out raving, saying, wow, that was so awesome.
I never thought about this. And I'm sure that you
get a lot of people have told us, even if I wasn't buying with someone else, I would still want to co-buy, like use your platform to buy a house because it's so crisp.
Yeah. So, Tim, I got to be, I mean, because I do this just because, you know, it's about being truthful and honest. I got to be a devil's advocate here. So,
okay.
So I'm sitting here thinking, I'm going, okay, well, I see what you guys are doing. I get it. But why can't I just do this on my own with a real estate agent and a lender? How do you guys handle that question?
I mean, I think, look, if you're buying a house, it's most likely the biggest asset you're ever purchasing, possibly the most expensive. It's even more expensive than most people's college educations, okay? Yeah. So when you're dealing with something this significant, you want to make sure you get it absolutely right. You don't want to, you know, wake up in the middle of the night down the road thinking, what did I miss? Oh, crap. What if that thing happens that we didn't address? You want to sleep well at night and you want to know that you have the bases covered. We often joke, right? Like if I needed heart surgery, like would I go to my buddy who happens to be a doctor or would I go find the best heart surgeon I could find? I mean, you want to work with a specialist.
Well, I look at it too this way, Tim. I mean, just guys, simple common sense. you know, kind of buying a house, you're not going to buy that many in your lifetime. It's kind of like having kids, right?
Yeah.
So you guys, how many co-buys are you doing a year?
Oh, we're doing a bunch. Okay. I can't give the specific number, but what I tell people to do is just check out our Facebook page, and we have tons of reviews there, okay. And you can see how many people okay. are there.
So the point is, you guys really, you know the recipe for this because you've done it so many times,
yeah.
versus I'm coming in maybe on a one-off every
yes,
once in a while.
Yes, okay. exactly.
And that would make sense to me from a common sense. It's like, well, yeah, let's just go with these guys, especially since you're free.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's like, why wouldn't
you? Why not?
It's like what you said, Brian. It's kind of a no-brainer. If you think about it that way.
Yeah.
All right. I want to one thing I also want to address is we all know that we're in this like super fast-moving, super expensive market in Seattle.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, if I represent the listeners, it's like, okay, I'm going to go fool around with all this co-buy stuff. And by the time I get done, all these houses that I wanted to buy, they're already going to be bought.
Oh, man. It's exactly the opposite of that. Okay. Look, if you go out and you start trying to fool around on your own out there trying to find a house to buy, you're probably going to lose the deal because you don't have your ducks in a row okay. at the time when you need to make an offer. So what we're doing is we have a linear workflow, and we are preparing you to be the most competitive you can be in the marketplace. I mean, look, you're right. You might go out in the marketplace now, see a home you really like, and then you decide to get your stuff together. By the time you get it together, it's going to be gone. You just let yourself down, everyone down, and you're never going to find a home like that again, right? You're going to forever be disappointed. What we do when you work with CoBuy is we line you up in the right order of events, and we do it super fast. It doesn't take very long. I mean, you can log on our site.
From a lender set, you're pre-approved and all that stuff, right?
We make sure that you get pre-approved and underwritten so you know what you're working with. I mean, there's no sense in going out looking at homes before you even know what you can afford and what your group can afford and who is actually going to be a part of your group, because people, like you said earlier, do drop out.
Yeah.
So you want to actually have them drop out before you start looking at homes, and then they drop out at the last minute and, oh, crap, we just lost the place. So, I mean, that's what our mission is right now, is to make it efficient. And if we're not doing that, we're not delivering on our promise to you, anyone listening.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense to me. So, really, you're going through this process, getting everything ready, and then you can pull the trigger really fast.
100%. And that doesn't mean you can't be looking while you're doing that, and we'll help you identify the right properties based on those inputs.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, it's about getting the group members to agree on what kind of property they want.
Yeah.
Right, what are their needs? What are their wants? What
There's
their
a lot
have?
Of different ones. Like you brought up, Brian, you know, buying a multi-unit with investment. So that's a little different than a single family home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get it. So very cool. All right. One last question I want to ask you, because this is maybe something that somebody has a perception about with CoBuy, is CoBuy really is for people who can't afford to buy a home on their own. And how do you guys address that? Because I'm sure you have other people that they have money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have people buying all over the price range, from multi-million dollar homes, second homers, to you know, people who are doing this for the affordability reasons.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is what we say. Look, there's two motivations. Really, there's three motivations people want to buy. Yeah, financial is one of them. A huge one is social. People want to live with people that they like. People want one big issue is actually the Surgeon General said that one of the biggest epidemics is actually the loneliness epidemic in this country. People are increasingly disassociated, and they are lonely, and they want to live in community, but they don't want to go join, you know, a dorm or something like that, right? So you
or
can
be hippies,
right? Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I said it. You did.
So, like, yeah, I mean, there's that. And then here's a third one. Look, this is big: ecological considerations. By living together, you can live a more sustainable life. You can save money, and you can also, you know, do better by the planet. And a lot of people see those reasons for co-buying. Yeah. So there's a lot of reasons to do this.
Well, Tim, hey, man, as always, it's a lot of fun. I learned a lot from you.
Thank you for having us on here.
You guys, all I got to say is you people out at Hunts Point, watch out. I'm coming with CoBuy.
Yeah. We're here to help.
It's Tim Hedberg for gocobuy.com. Check him out there. Or you can call and talk to Tim.
206-651-5551.
Brian, I hope that helped you, man.
Yeah, that helped a lot. I mean, this was a really interesting conversation for me. Just being interested in real estate, being interested in becoming a homeowner, becoming a part of the real estate market. This is a really, really intriguing option, and it's cool to know that these tools exist.
Well, let's go grab a coffee.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, 100%. I'm going to get your number as soon as we get off the air here.
That's right. You never know who you run into at Home Matters. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Brian.
This is Home Matters, Cairo 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. And Seattle's Talk.